علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the qualities of the pious people based on the sermon called the Sermon of Muttaqeen or Khutbatul Muttaqeen in Nahjul Balagha. And we were discussing about certain aspects of a pious person's lifestyle, which includes, for example, the fact that when they are silent, their silence is not a cause for them to become sad. Or when they laugh, they don't laugh in a loud voice. And some of these other practical things that the pious people haven't we explained previously about them. Today, inshallah, we'll discuss another one, which is where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَإِن بُغِيَ عَلَيْهِ صَبَرَ حَتَّى يَكُونَ اللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي يَنْتَقِمُ لَهُ. That if this pious person is oppressed, then he has patience until Allah is the one who takes revenge for him. Now, when someone looks at this phrase in the first instance, he feels that Islam encourages a pious person not to fight for his rights and to remain in his agony and in his cocoon of being in a state of oppression, and that he doesn't have to fight back nor has to defend himself and things like that. But there is a deeper meaning to this narration, to this phrase, inshallah, that I will touch in the coming segment.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, when we talk about the fact that a pious person needs to have a certain approach when it comes to the issues of oppression, so just like in other affairs, he is completely dependent on God and he is completely waiting, or he is completely expecting to do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants him to do. That's his attitude, naturally. Because of that internal feeling and internal strength that he has got as a result of contemplation and strong belief. Therefore, he's always in that state of obedience, in that state of performing what God wants and performing that which is in line with the pleasure of God. Now, when it comes to being oppressed, when a person is oppressed, there are many reactions that he can do. One of those reactions is that he comes and he fights back, or he comes and fights back in a way that is extra, in more than what he was attacked with, or he remains silent and accepts that oppression to continue. In Islam, we are taught to speak against oppression. We are supposed to fight against oppression. But now there are two types of oppression. Sometimes a person oppresses me in a private issue, in my personal issue, for example, steals something from me. And sometimes a person oppresses the society, attacks the beliefs and cultures of people. When it comes to being attacked personally, a person can, you know, be forgiving, can be kind, and let's just overlook that temporary issue. Unless it has some social circumstances, some social results, some social backlash. For example, I know that if this person continues to oppress me, his hand will be open to oppress others, so I need to speak against him. But if it's a one-off thing that happens once in a while, a person can always be forgiving. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran that if you forgive, it is very good. Okay, it is better for you to forgive. It is better to be kind. It's better to overlook. All these things are there in the Holy Quran. But on the other hand, we have got very firm statements in the Holy Quran and in the narrations that tell us that certain instances are such that we need to speak, we need to fight, we need to take revenge in a way that that particular evil that wants to spread in the society should be stopped. That should be the intention.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Now, as I said previously in this segment, that this particular narration, this particular phrase is not trying to tell us, where Imam Ali alayhi salam says, if you are of a person, if a pious person is oppressed, he has patience until Allah takes revenge for him. That doesn't mean he just sits back and relaxes and doesn't care about the oppression that is happening in the society. Of course, if it's a personal thing, then he doesn't even want, he's forgiving. He doesn't even expect God to revenge that person. In fact, if it is a personal one-off thing, a small harm that happens to him, then he forgives. He doesn't even expect that Allah should come and, for example, revenge from him, take revenge for him. No. He doesn't even have that feeling of vengeance. His heart is so open and so blessed, he forgives. But here, because the narration says that he's expecting vengeance to come from Allah, Allah to take revenge on his behalf. That means that particular crime that was committed, that right which was taken away from him, was a very serious issue, was an issue that had social repercussions, was an issue that is going to create harms in the society, was an issue that is going to cause the people to lack in their beliefs. It is going to cause a depreciation in the spirituality of a particular community. Here, if there is such a type of oppression, then the expectance should be Allah's vengeance. Allah should take revenge for such people, for such oppressions. That is the expectation that a pious person should have. Now, when we say that Allah is going to take revenge on my behalf, does that mean now that I should remain silent? In this particular situation where the oppression is a serious form of oppression that deserves vengeance, that deserves revenge, does this mean that I just sit back and not fight? Of course, that is not what Islam tells us. Islam tells us in this particular situation, sometimes it becomes necessary to take revenge. And especially when it comes to these specific sensitive issues, inshallah. Now, inshallah, I will discuss about this and, in detail in the next session. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the opportunity to act in accordance to the statements of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and apply the commandments of God in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه